MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 17, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, mid to upper 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12.05 p.m. State police report that the 17-year-old who drowned in a lake in Winchester over the weekend was from Lynn. They've identified him as Luis Tejada, who drowned while swimming on Saturday. Beverly police are reporting a surge in thefts of bicycles. Paul Layton reports today in the Salem News that police are urging parents to take several steps to prevent bikes from being stolen. These steps include buying and enforcing the use of a quality bike lock, even when home, and recording the serial numbers of any bikes. In Gloucester, improvements to the Green Street Park will soon be starting. The Gloucester Times is reporting today that the $2 million project will include work on the softball field, such as lighting, scoreboard, and permanent bathrooms. Also today in the Times, a man was taken to the hospital Friday night following a car fire at Kettle Cove Lane. The car was on a lift in a garage when the fire started. The cause of that fire is under investigation. In Newburyport, work is expected to begin soon on the demolition of the West End Fire Station. Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport News that the city will be building a new $9.2 million station on Story Avenue that is expected to open in June of 2024. And in Friday's interview with MSO News, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon recounts the day he was supposed to promote Acting Fire Chief Stephen Bradley to the full-time position.
On the day of that explosion, May 4th, I was going to let my interim fire chief know that he got the full-time gig. But, you know, then, you know, 1:30 in the morning that tragedy happened. So I didn't tell him that day. But I got to see firsthand just, you know, how I felt so good about my decision by seeing how well he handled that and also his crew and just the way we were able to collaborate with all the different state and federal, agencies that were involved around, you know, dealing with that explosion, with the cleanup, the investigation. So it was really just, you know, again, obviously you never want to see a tragedy like that. And obviously, you know, our condolences were sent out to Jack O'Keefe's family from Methuen who tragically lost his life. But I was so proud of the way our departments handled it, here in Newburyport. And again, that collaboration with working with our state agencies, working with our federal legislators and the federal agencies that were involved there. So that process is still going, working out there. That company, PCI Sequins is not currently operating, with any chemicals and they're still going through the process of really, they haven't even demoed that building yet because there's so many things involved there. It's really a very slow, methodical process. So, but again, yeah, I was very proud of certainly my fire department that day and all my public safety personnel.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Cubs yesterday 11-5. Their road trip continues tonight in Oakland against the A's. Game one of their three-game series is tonight at 9:40. In Little League Baseball, the Danvers Americans beat Gloucester 7-4 over the weekend to capture the District 15 championship. The Salem News has named their Coaches of the Year. This is for the spring season, and that list is in today's paper. But here it is. Baseball, Matt Lessard, Salem High School. Softball, Brian Seabury, Fenwick. Boys Lacrosse, John Wilkins, Marblehead. Girls Lacrosse, Courtney McCalligut, Beverly. Boys Track, Zachary Lankow. The Prep, Girls Track, Fernando Braz, Peabody, Boys Tennis, Mark Metropolis, The Prep, and in Girls Tennis, Joe Marr from Hamilton Wenham. That is sports, along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.